How do you do? Welcome to our program, Keyboard Immortals Play Again in Stereo. Tonight's program is devoted to the music of Sergei Rachmaninoff. There have been only two virtuosos who have left their mark on the music world, both as composers and pianists. Franz Liszt is obviously the one, while the other is Sergei Rachmaninoff. While most great pianists have composed and most great composers have played, only these two giants immortalized themselves in both categories so that we think of them as truly great composer-pianists. I was fortunate, as no doubt were many of our listeners, to have heard Rachmaninoff in concert, and he not only was a truly great virtuoso, but provided pianists with an additional pleasure. Let me explain. I had brought to Mr. Rachmaninoff's concert the printed music of some of the pieces he was to play, and following the music carefully with much interest, I was astonished to hear that Mr. Rachmaninoff added improvisations of his own. He came to a cadenza in one of his own arrangements of a Schubert rondo and literally took off with a brilliant cadenza, which he must have improvised on the spot, as I can find no trace of it in any edition. This is truly great artistry and involves an element of risk that makes such experiments unadvisable for any but the truly great performers. But now, for the first number in our All Rachmaninoff program, is the Polichinelle, Opus 3, Number 4. It is played by a famous Russian pianist, Leo Puizhnov. If many of the great Russian musicians are not known as well as they should be, it was mainly due to the fact that Russia, until World War I, was virtually closed to the outside world. Except for musicians who actually went abroad, it is sometimes impossible to obtain any information. All I could discover about Leo Puizhnov is that he knew Rachmaninoff and concertized and taught in Russia. So here is keyboard immortal Leo Puizhnov playing the Polichinelle, Opus 3, Number 4.
Thank you.
Polichinelle by Rachmaninoff, just played by keyboard immortal Leo Puiznov, is a musical portrait of one of those legendary characters of the French pantomime, Pierrot and Pierrette, which have inspired many composers. Our next Rachmaninoff composition is the Elegy, Opus 3, Number 1. Like the Polichinelle just played, it is one of a group of five pieces, of which the second is the famous C-sharp minor prelude, which we will bring you later on tonight's program. An elegy is generally a piece of music set to a poem of melancholy content, usually in commemoration of a deceased person. Rachmaninoff dedicated this elegy to the memory of a great Russian composer, Arensky, with whom Rachmaninoff studied composition as a youth. It is played by a once famous colleague of Rachmaninoff's, Jacques Pintel, a French pianist who settled in Russia, about whom I will tell you more when he plays again for us later in the program. The elegy just played by keyboard immortal Jacques Pintel brings to mind the extraordinary precocity of talented youngsters such as Rachmaninoff. While studying with Arensky, in whose memory the elegy was composed, Rachmaninoff, at the age of 14, composed an opera called Aleko. The great Tchaikovsky himself praised it highly, and his approval helped to establish Rachmaninoff's reputation. It is gratifying to be able to report how frequently great composers have been generous in their encouragement of talented young musicians. Famous instances which come to mind are Schumann's praise of Chopin and Brahms, and, of course, Franz Liszt, who gave generously of his support to Grieg, Wagner, Schumann, Brahms, and many other young musicians. We next hear the Humoresque by Rachmaninoff. Generally speaking, the term humoresque designates a lively instrumental composition. The great romantic composers, among them Schumann, Grieg, and of course Dvorak, used this title quite often. A humoresque might be termed a good-humored composition, while a humorous composition should correctly be called a scherzo, from the German word Scherz, or joke. Here is Rachmaninoff's Humoresque, played by mystery keyboard immortal Elise Taylor. The Humoresque by Rachmaninoff, played by mystery keyboard immortal Elise Taylor. If any of our listeners know anything about a most accomplished lady pianist named Elise Taylor, please write to us, Keyboard Immortals, care of Sony Superscope, Sun Valley, California. All we know is that she performed for Herr Welte around the turn of the century. Our next keyboard immortal is another lady, Vera Morina. Once famous in Russia at the turn of the century, she enjoyed a short but dazzling career and then married one of the Tsar's officers and thereafter played only at private soirees and at the Imperial Palace for the Tsar, who apparently esteemed her talents very highly. Vera Morina plays Rachmaninoff's Serenade, Opus 3, Number 5. Vera Morina has just played Rachmaninoff's Serenade. The term serenade is apparently derived from the Italian word sera, evening, and was originally a love song sung in the evening under the window of the singer's beloved. The German term for serenade is Ständchen. Once more we present the Tsar's favorite lady pianist, Vera Morina. She plays the barcarolle by Sergei Rachmaninoff, which is a musical picture of a gondola.